My goodness, I don't think I have a... I've been screaming the whole way here.
What were you listening to?
Girl, literally everything under the sun. It goes from gospel to plays, musicals, to rap, to R&B, to country, to rock. So I just be going here. I'll be cussing 1 second and about to cry because I'm blessing the Lord the next. So, you know, you get whiplash riding with me. If you ever get the chance to ride in my little blue car, you'll have time. You never know what you're going to hear.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so we are here. What is it? Just 3 days?
Back again. For you peoples out there in podcast land, we're back.
3 days after our last session. That's just how it worked out.
It works, you guys. We are working women.
We
be in these work industries. We don't want to be there, but that's where we be.
We have to. We got bills to pay.
Don't we? Girl. Listen, we're going to be starting to do something strange for some change. Shit. We got to clock in. So.
It is. How was your day today?
Girl, it was lovely. I did nothing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Such a beautiful day. I did start school again, but I'm not doing that homework today. We'll focus on that. I need to assess and readjust. I've literally worked for the last, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the last 4 days straight.
Yeah.
And no thanks. I was like, I'm not doing anything today. Probably won't do anything tomorrow, honestly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. How about yours?
Running around, doing errands. I was going to get some lab work done. And then I drove all the way to the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, the lab lady has gone from 12 to 1. And I was like, why didn't you tell me?
Right.
Before I drove over here. Oh, I was upset. Then I got Chipotle.
I mean, that'll...
Might as well make this a good trip.
That'll make you feel a little bit better. Chipotle is my shit.
Make it worth it.
What'd you get?
I got the bowl, the steak bowl.
Okay.
And then I got the cilantro rice.
Okay.
I'm a pinto beans girl.
Okay.
And then I put queso on top.
Okay.
Sour cream. Guac, shredded cheese.
Yeah.
I think lettuce, and that was it. Oh, and some salsa.
Girl, my bowl is very simple.
What is your bowl?
I think it's the cilantro rice. It got the little green thing in it. Okay,
that.
And chicken.
Okay.
Cheese and sour cream.
Oh, that's it? That is quite
simple. I don't like beans.
Really?
It's a texture thing.
Oh.
Last time Dallas got us Chipotle, I got it and opened it, and all I saw was lettuce. I was like, oh my God, they made my fucking bowl wrong. No, I said, Dallas. He was like, I put that on there. I was like, okay. Girl, I took all the lettuce off, and I was eating it like chips because I was like, oh, I don't want to eat this. I was like, chip. Lettuce. Dallas was so proud of me. I felt so skinny.
I feel like it's just like a salad.
The next day I was like, wow, I feel so green. Wow. I mean, just weight loss, diet was giving very much Ozempic, you know. It was very much that. And I was like, it only lasted that day though, so but yeah.
I just hate that it's so expensive.
Girl, why is everything expensive?
I was like, why is this $15?
I'm so tired of spending money
on
things.
But I love food.
Oh, if I don't spend nothing on nothing, it will be food. If nothing else.
That's literally where all my money goes. Mm-hmm. Rent and food.
Yeah. And with the food, I don't be, unless it's nasty, I be having a good time. Girl, after I left here the other night, I went straight to Chili's. I said, might as well. It's right up the street. How convenient.
Yeah, it's right up the street.
I was like, this is great. And now I need some Wingstop. That's.
Oh yeah, the Wingstop is like.
I'm not gonna get any today because I'm gonna be good.
Shoot, maybe I should get Wingstop.
Oh my god, it's so good! Shout out to Rick Ross.
Yeah. Rick Ross, who's
I think he's, I don't know, does he, I think he owns them, or he's the founder or something.
I thought that was the rapper.
He is.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah. Did Rick Ross found Wingstop? Maybe he's not, but he has a lot of them.
Oh, okay, okay. Like a franchise.
Oh, but the Rick Ross first Wingstop franchise was opened in Memphis. Who is the founder? Okay, somebody else is the founder, but Rick Ross has a lot of them.
Okay.
So I thought he had something to do with it. Maybe he blew it up because he's a rapper. I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't know, but it's delicious.
I didn't know about it until Rick Ross said something about it, so we shall just say Rick Ross.
Thank you, Rick Ross.
Shout out to Rick Ross. He's the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. Oh my goodness.
What has happened? The Oscars happened.
Girl, I didn't pay no attention.
Me either. I just saw a picture of Donald Glover and I was like, he don't look cute.
I didn't like that outfit.
I don't know what happened.
I did not like the outfit. I hate the mustache. Like, yeah. Y'all quit that shit. You cut stop cutting off your beards and getting those little nasty little mustaches.
Yeah.
I'm fed up. You know who Jalen Hurt is?
No.
Okay. Prepare your heart and mind.
Okay. Oh, no.
God. He freaking cut off his... It scared the shit out of me. He cut off his... Like, he had, like, a little goatee type thing.
Okay.
But he cut it off, and I was like...
Different person.
Girl, look at this man.
Where does he... Is he a football player?
Uh-huh. Okay. The Eagles.
Okay.
Girl, he cut that shit off. Him in the middle... No, sir.
He still looks good, though.
Oh, does he? Oh, does he? I mean, I guess. I mean, if you zoom in. I don't want to have to do that. I was like, oh, no. This is awful. This is awful.
What else happened? Dude, did you see that there's a boy missing again?
From up here?
So, there's a boy previously, like, I think maybe a week or two. There's Sebastian, autistic.
Autistic baby that still ain't been found.
From Hendersonville.
But it's another child missing.
So there's, so now he's like 22 years old. Oh my gosh, I forget his name. He was in Nashville, like in the downtown, like Broadway area with his fraternity brothers.
Oh God.
And they haven't heard from him for, I don't know if it's like a day or two.
Really?
Yeah.
And ain't none of his fraternity brothers talking, I'm assuming.
Girl.
Dallas used to be in them white fraternities. Mm-hmm. You'll be listening.
Wait, Dallas used to be in the fraternity?
Yeah, one of the white ones.
Really?
Uh-huh. I know, I forgot what's the name of it, but I guess it's not important because he made it out.
He made it out. Riley Strain. Oh, a 22-year-old college student that has not been seen since Friday night. He went out with his friends in Nashville and was separated from them at a bar. His family has tried to reach out to several news stations to no avail. And then this is, like, his last... People are thinking that maybe he, like, fell into the river because that was, like, his last...
They think he fell into... Not the Cumberland, Jesus!
Yeah. So,
They think he fell into the river and nobody saw it?
I guess.
People be down... If he was on Broadway, people be down there, like, sitting by the river.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Another fishy thing.
That's suspicious. Very suspicious. What the fuck is going on?
Suspicious. I'm still thinking about Dallas being in the
Girl.
I need stories.
Oh, God. I'm sure he has a plenty. We'll have to get him on the pod one day.
What is, like, the famous, like historically black fraternities and societies? There's Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Divine Nine. Alpha Kappa Alpha.
That's for the girls, right?
Yeah, AKAs. The Deltas. Delta Sigma Theta. Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Sigma Gamma Rho. And there's another one. No, or is it?
That's are those one. All sororities?
Yeah, those are all the sororities. Okay. That may be all of them. I think that's all of them for the girls. So Deltas, AKA Sigmas, and SG Rows.
There's one of my neighbors has that Alpha Kappa Alpha like license plate.
Mm-hmm, thing. The pink and green.
Yeah.
And then the boys for the men. There's Phi Beta Sigma. There is Kappa Alpha Psi. The Kappas, they're the red. They shimmy their shoulders. There's...
I don't know, but that sounds pretty sexy.
Alpha Phi Alpha. Alpha Phi Alpha. So the Alpha, that is hilarious. there is the Q Dolls. Omega Sci-Fi. And then there's the Iotas. I don't know what their full thing is. But yeah. So okay. 5 and 4 for the girls.
5 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But yeah, I did in college. I did stroll like an alpha in college. And so you know how they be strolling and stuff? Stroll like an alpha when I was in college.
That's so cool.
I had so much fun. I still remember the little steps that we did back in the day. It's hilarious. I mean, it was a good time. And they were serious, and they weren't playing no fucking games. And our little, I guess our, I don't know what you call it, our team won.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it. It was like us against the other ones, and we were like...
That's amazing.
But yeah,
is that the Obama girls? Aren't they part of the Alpha Kappa Alphas?
Not that I know of. Oh, okay. I know, who was it? Angelina Jolie's daughter just crossed. I think she crossed AKA.
Oh, cool.
You know she's got like those adopted.
The adopted.
The black ones. Okay. But yeah, she's an AKA. I don't know if. I know the president is, I mean, the vice president, she's at AKA. Kamala, Kamala, whatever her name is. Vice President Harris.
Cool. You know, my undergrad had, like, stupid-ass Greek life.
Like, the difference between, like, the white sororities and fraternities and the Divine Nine is day and night.
Big. No, some of my friends that I went to med school with, like, They had hazing stories about their sorority.
Them Chi Omegas. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking about the ones at Austin Peay. And
yeah.
I used to cry tears.
One of them told me that among her sorority, there was, like, some sort of competition. Or you had to kiss every guy from your
ew.
Brother fraternity or whatever.
You had to kiss...
Like, from... What is it called when the,
Ew.
Like, fraternities have, like, their sister sorority?
Yeah, they have...
I
don't know.
Like, they had to kiss all of them. And she was like, and I completed it. I mean, that's nothing to brag about.
Girl, is your lips about to fall off or what? Ew, why would you want to kiss... Ew.
I don't know. Your fraternity brother.
Kaya. They used to crack me up at OCP. I'm so sorry. If any Chi Omegas are listening, I am so sorry. Y'all, especially from OCP, I used to die laughing. They be like, Kaya. I was like, girl, please. I used to cry tears. And they used to try to stroll too, girl. I used to be.
No.
They
was
like,
just
what?
No rhythm at all.
Oh, they've been in the
line
just.
Oh no.
I wish I had videos because that shit used to just tickle my entire spirit. I'm like, why are you here? Why are you here? Go home. Lay down. You guys, we are drinking cold Dr. Peppers.
Yes.
My drug of choice, if you will.
I know.
A beautiful thing, truly. Only long date Dr. Peppers, not. Pepsi, Dr. Pepper. But shout out to the Divine Nine. And I guess shout out to I don't know what you call the white fraternities and sororities, but I guess shout out to y'all too.
I guess.
I thought of something so stupid.
What?
And I was like, I'm going to tell Destiny.
Okay.
So since we don't have any sponsors, I was like, we should just make up stupid shit.
Okay.
Like.
I'm with it. Like,
I'm like, this episode is brought to you by depression.
Period.
Like, free monthly subscription with code WESHITSYOUNOT.
We should have one every.
Yes, yes.
Who's sponsoring this episode? Sleep deprivation. What is it? What is it?
Sleep deprivation.
There we go. Sleep deprivation. Amen.
Amen.
Starvation. Poor poverty.
This episode is brought to you by poverty.
One day. Hey, we speaking it to an existence.
I know.
We gonna fake it till we make it.
Yes.
There it is.
Manifest.
Yep. We faking it till we make it, so y'all enjoy our lovely sponsors.
Yeah, we should like put it in the middle or like at the end or something.
Do it real fast. This podcast is sponsored by depression.
Oh, I love it.
Charges may apply. Oh god, but yeah, I'm with that shit. I'll be ready with mine next week for sure.
Okay,
but today depression is sponsoring this one.
Oh god, what else has happened? Daylight savings time,
praise the Lord.
Yesterday, I'm so happy.
Blessed assurance. Blessed, blessed. It's like 6 o'clock and the sun is up, you guys.
Oh.
It's not even dark. It's craziness.
It's so nice.
Oh my god.
What else? It was cold this morning. That was bullshit.
It was so cold yesterday.
Yes, I had to scrape ice off my windshield.
Oh, I didn't know it frosted.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bullshit.
Oh my god. Yeah, I worked yesterday at the soccer game and it was cold as fuck.
It was so cold.
The wind whooped my ass. And this man got mad at me.
Why'd he get mad?
Because I told him he couldn't be in a section. And he was like, do you feel good about that? I said,
I do.
Doing my job?
I feel great.
And what's your name? Destiny Lynn King. D-E-S-T-I-N-Y. Baby. I said, you can call the Lord if you like. I don't care. Please, you can't be over here at the end of the day. You cannot be here.
Yeah.
Go to the other side. I'm just trying to watch my daughter. I was like, okay, you can watch your daughter from over there.
Yeah.
Blessed assurance. Amen.
You're not. Yeah.
Amen.
People's entitlement.
But yeah, but other than that, it was a good day. It was cold though. I'm ready. And it's supposed to be like 80 degrees on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be sick. I had a headache from hell this morning from being out in that air all day
probably
yesterday.
Probably like sinuses.
Yeah. Speaking of sinuses, you know my sinuses are just like completely, like my nose is almost closed. That's what the doctor told me.
Oh my god.
No, he was like, I don't know, literally, I do not know how you're breathing out of your nose. I was like, oh. I don't think that's good.
Well, did he offer any solutions? Or was
no, they told me to get my tonsils removed. And I was like, I don't.
Okay.
They think that just the fact that my tonsils stay as big as they do. My sinuses, like, and I looked in the freaking mirror. I was like, there's no room. There's literally like this much.
Oh my god.
I was like, I could dead ass die. Like, oh my god. Like, if my nose is this little, and then, like, if my tonsils ever, God forbid, my tonsils decide they want to just keep getting bigger, how will I breathe? That's kind of scary. I try not to think about it, you know.
Maybe you need nasal spray to decrease the inflammation.
Oh, I haven't. I don't like to use it.
I have Flovent. Is that what it's called?
Something. Yeah. Flonase.
Flonase, yeah.
Girl, look at us coming up with those words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have that.
But they really want me to get my tonsils removed.
Dang.
But they said I had to be off work for 2 weeks. That's it, 2 weeks.
Dang.
So, I don't know. 2 weeks is a bit much.
Yeah.
Bit much. And especially we don't get, like, PTO on my job, so.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. So.
Thanks, America.
Uh-huh.
We're just trying to not die.
I just would love to breathe in my throat to not to close up on me. Real simple things in life, you know? Like I said, this podcast was sponsored by depression. Because we can't even afford to just live. Oh my god. Shit. All right.
Well.
Shit.
I watched Wonka.
Is it not the cutest?
It is so fucking cute. I love the Oompa Loompa. I love him so much.
He was never with the shits. Never.
My favorite. Well, there's a lot of things that he did that was so pretty funny. Also, I like that they brought back the orange and the green.
Yes.
Because whatever happened with, like, the Johnny Depp movie, I don't know.
That movie is weird as fuck to me.
They did to the Oompa Loompas. That was not
And they were like, oh, I hate to talk about him. That's like a real man. I hate to talk about him.
Real person.
He He's got like a little peanut head. Oh, it was awful. He had the little ponytail.
Yeah.
He was like. Then they didn't have different Oompa Loompas. It was all that same man. And just, I was like, boom.
And the songs were weird. But in this one, I loved, he's like this big, I love him so much. And then whenever he was like on the boat and he was like hauling some big suitcase, and he's like, I am first class. And then he like leans back.
And he was like, huh. And he's like, what? Nothing.
It's so cute.
And he was still in, he would come in there and like stole those candies. He's like, you owe us.
Yeah. He's like, why didn't you tell me I couldn't take them? He was like sleeping.
It was so good.
I love that movie. You guys should watch it.
And that man, anytime they said poor, he was like.
Yeah, that was so funny.
He went gag. I was like. He's like, poor. He's like, please don't stop saying that.
I forgot about that.
Oh my lord.
So funny. I like that Keegan Michael Key. I like.
He's so funny.
He's so. He just like was massive. And then they kept beating him to he couldn't get out of the car.
He kept eating the chocolates. Oh my lord. But it was so cute, wasn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I might watch it again.
It's on. I think it's on. What is it? Hulu? Max?
I watched it on Max. Yeah.
It's on Max now.
And then, like, hours afterwards, I was singing the songs. I already forgot the lyrics, but it was so catchy.
That one song that he had with him and...
What's the little girl?
Yeah, when they were at the zoo.
Yes, I wanted to download that one.
Oh,
really? I was like, her voice is so pretty.
I was like, this is so cute.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. I like when they were down to the sweatshop singing that song. I can't remember the song.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember it now.
Isn't it something about scrubbing? Something?
Yeah, scrubbed up.
So good.
Yes. Good movie. We highly recommend, guys.
Yes. All right, so... I've got two stories for you today.
Okie dokie, I am ready to receive.
I was a bit scared.
At least it's still daytime outside.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Okay, so last time we were talking about a chimp.
Yes.
So I found it.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Dallas was literally, we were just talking about it because he listened to the podcast today.
Okay.
And he was like, you remember the movie Nope? We've talked about that. It was that part of the scene when that monkey.
I read this and I was like, I wonder if that's why he got the concept of that.
Yep.
Okay. So it just, I feel like I know where Jordan Peele was going with this because I'm like the stupidity of humans.
Idiots.
Idiot. I was like, this can't be real, but it was real.
Continue to exploit animals.
No.
You don't think nothing bad is going to happen eventually.
A wild animal.
A monkey that is very closely related to, come on now.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to hear it. I'm going to be terrified. I feel it.
Okay, so this is the story of Travis the chimp. On the 16th of February 2009, at around 3:40 p.m., an adult chimpanzee named Travis, who had been kept as a pet for many years, went berserk and mauled a 55-year-old woman. The attack continued until police arrived on scene and shot Travis dead. People don't know what triggered the violent attack. Okay. Travis was born at a chimpanzee sanctuary in Missouri on October 21st, 1995.
Oh my gosh, he's my age. Well, was my age.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When did you say his? What day?
October 21st, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right.
He would have been 29 this year.
R.I.P. Travis.
Rest in peace to a real one. Damn. I mean, I guess.
He would have been a real
one. Right, he would have been a real one.
His life could have been a different path.
Oh my God.
He was soon adopted by Sandra and Jerome Harold. They raised him in their home in Stamford, Connecticut, where he was treated as a much-loved pet. He rode in their car when they went to work or groceries and would pose for photos in their truck. He was well-known and liked by residents of the town. Neighbor Tony McCary even used to wrestle with Travis on a regular basis.
Do what? That don't even sound smart. Like, what's
can I wrestle with your monkeys?
Like, yeah, let's wrestle. Are you stupid? Oh,
he says he noted the animal was always extremely careful when playing and knew when to stop. Travis could dress himself, water plants,
what?
Feed hay to the horses.
He's a gardener. What the fuck?
He would eat at a table with the rest of the family and drink wine from a glass.
Girl, please get see.
He could use keys to open doors and log into the family computer to look at pictures.
He was doing too much.
Yeah. He watched baseball on television and used the TV remote. He brushed his own teeth and drove a car once.
This is all just recipe for disaster. Why he do this? This is a grown man. That was a grown man living his life. Now he was girl. Okay, sorry. What the fuck? Y'all didn't bat an eye this. It like he knew when to stop. Like he's too intelligent. No, no. He's driving a girl by. This thing that threw this car in reverse is backing up. No.
He learned the schedule of a local ice cream truck so that he knew when to expect one of his favorite treats.
Girl, he had a okay. He had a calendar. Got it.
Can you imagine like the ice cream driver though?
I would have been like no.
Monkey handing you some dollars.
I'm not participating in your shenanigans. Ever in life. I work with animals every day in my life. Cats and dogs. I'm not participating in y'all's bullshit. Ever. I don't even be playing with some folks' dog. Get your dog. No. Girl, this is just ridiculous to me, but go ahead, girl. Oh.
Travis starred in several commercials for brands, baby, which included Pepsi and Old Navy. He was a guest on the Maury Show.
Not Maury! Oh, I didn't know Maury had him on there. Okay.
In October 2003, Travis was riding in Harold's truck when he was hit by an object thrown by a passing pedestrian. Travis let himself out of the car and chased the offending individual who fled the scene.
What did you mean? See, he opened. Okay.
The police were called, and a chase ensued, attempting to get Travis back by enticing him with cookies, ice cream, and macadamia nuts.
But not they pissed him off.
Only for Travis to immediately let himself out again once he'd had a snack.
I know that's right. I may be with Travis on that.
He's like, I know. I was like, honestly.
He's like, let me get some strength. Let me get a little strength. Okay. What? Bitch, like I was saying.
That's so sad. He was just like riding in the car and something like hit him.
That is sad. So I'm with Travis on that one because yeah. I really had my guy fucked up.
Yeah, he's on the right.
Travis like, you know what? No. He got to thinking about it again and it pissed him off even more. I understand.
He chased officers playfully around the car and held up traffic for several hours.
Ain't no playful about no monkey chasing me anywhere. Nothing is cute about that. I'm going to be screaming in terror.
That was the day Destiny sent in her week's notice from the police force.
Baby, I'm turning in every badge, every gun. You'll never see me again. Never. I'm moving out of town. Because obviously, Travis don't let a grudge go. No, no.
It was only when he was tired that he was subdued by a tranquilizer dart.
Oh my God.
Although nobody was injured, this incident did lead to a tightening of regulation. Therefore, anyone who wished to own an exotic pet in the state of Connecticut would have to apply for a permit. This law, however, was not enforced on the Herald since they had owned Travis for so long.
Why?
They're above the law.
Shit. That's not true. Okay, go ahead.
In a separate incident, a woman who lived in the same area as the Herald's claimed that Travis bit her and tried to pull her into a car sometime in 1996.
He was just a baby then.
Yeah, he was.
He was just one.
Dang, Travis.
He been a menace his whole life.
Tried to kidnap someone.
Yeah. What'd she do to him? She had to do. She probably looked at him crazy.
No record of the incident can be found, despite the woman noting that she reported it to the police. I don't know. I still believe her.
I do too. Travis, he's got a track record. I believe that shit.
Despite this, Travis was still considered charming by all.
No, not by all.
But this changed on the 16th of February, 2009. By this time, Jerome Harold had died of cancer, and the family towing business was run by Travis.
I'm sorry, what?
Just kidding. It was...
Grind! What? Travis was doing what? I wouldn't put it past him. He's doing what? He's taking orders and what?
Towing business.
Towing. Oh, car towing. Oh, car my towing. God. You pull up. Get your... You can't even say nothing. You can't even say nothing to him. You get beat up by a monkey. Trying to get your car back. Matter of fact, here's the keys, sir. Don't even... You ain't even got to miss the keys. Here's the keys. Take it.
Just kidding. The family towing business was run by Sandra Harold.
Okay, okay.
Who was 70 years old.
Damn.
That's the wife.
Okay.
So, on this particular day, Travis had taken Sandra's car keys and left the house. I'm not making that part up. that one's for real.
He don't. He took her car keys and was gone.
Yeah. I don't think he was driving. I think he just took the car keys.
Okay. And, like... Girl, I thought he had gotten that car, I was gone. Girl, Travis was like, bitch, give me these. He was sick of her old ass. And he, what's she gonna do? She can't get him back.
Sandra called her friend Charla so that she could help her get Travis back inside.
Girl, hold on. Do not call me. No. Bitch, that's your monkey. What you calling me for?
Get him back.
No, girl. Oh,
yeah, I wouldn't have called, or like, I wouldn't have gone either, because Charla is the one that ended up being attacked. Like, she's doing a good deed.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Right?
But helping with a damn chimpanzee is not one of my good deeds that I'll ever have on my book. That is insane.
Yeah, so Charla, who was very familiar with taking care of Travis,
shit,
grabbed his favorite toy, a Tickle Me Elmo, and went outside. The moment Travis set eyes on her, he launched a vicious attack, biting and tearing at her face and hands. Against the 200-pound muscle-bound animal. 200 pounds. Yeah, oh, Charla was completely defenseless. Sandra did her best to save her friend. She hit Travis with a shovel and stabbed him with a butcher knife.
Oh.
Despite this intervention, the attack did not stop. Sandra called 911 and told the operator what was happening. And there's a disturbing 911 call.
I think I've heard it before. And you just hear him screaming in the
back. In the back. Yeah, so the police and paramedics were dispatched. The paramedics arrived first, but before they could approach, they had to wait for the police backup.
Oh my god.
Travis ceased his attack as the first police car arrived on the scene. Blood-drenched but calm, he approached the police cruiser and tried to open the door.
Oh my god.
Then smashed one of the wing mirrors.
Oh my god!
He then walked around to the driver's side and opened it.
Why didn't you lock the door?
At which point, the officer inside discharged several rounds from his handgun at Travis.
He better have.
But he did not die immediately.
Okay.
Instead, he returned to the house, where he succumbed to his wounds in front of his cage. Charla's wounds were very nearly fatal. They were so severe that the hospital staff who treated her received counseling after doing so.
Oh.
She had lost her hands, nose, eyes, lips, and mid-face bone structure.
So she had nothing.
And received significant brain tissue injuries.
Travis!
I think the hand and the eyes part really freaked me out. He ripped off her hands.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Doctors reattached her jaw but could not save her sight. She was left with scar tissue that barely resembled a human face. The extreme nature of her injuries made her a candidate for experimental face and transplants.
Experimental? Girl.
Yeah, I guess it was like very new. So they transplanted her hands, but they had to remove them afterwards because she developed an infection.
Damn.
While she will never make a full recovery, she is able to live with some degree of independence. Charla routinely speaks about the responsible ownership of exotic pets. Chimpanzees, she says, should not be kept by anyone.
Okay.
Sandra Harold died a little more than a year after the incident from an aortic aneurysm. Mm. Her health was likely affected by the massive pending lawsuit against her and the stress of a terrible violent attack against a close friend. She is buried along with Travis's cremated remains.
Girl, bye.
That's the story of Travis. So I was also like reading a little bit more, and apparently Sandra was giving him Xanax without a veterinary prescription.
Oh.
She was lacing his tea. She was putting the Xanax in his tea. And he was on Xanax the day of the attack, too.
Why? Trying to keep him calm?
Yeah.
And it was, like, the opposite.
Yes. So, like, I was thinking, so, like, in veterinary medicine with, like, dogs, like, aggressive dogs, if you give alprazolam, there is a slight chance that it can make them more aggressive.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's,
Travis,
like,
was zonked.
Yeah.
But that's literally insane.
Yes.
If they would have ditched, if I was the first responder and they said we have a chimpanzee attack, why are we not calling the zoo? Why are we, baby? And then the police, why you got your doors unlocked?
I don't know. There's just like such gross negligence of everybody involved. This could have been prevented.
Because they shouldn't have had the damn chimpanzee.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the jump. He flipped the script on that woman.
He did show signs.
He had to have been.
Yeah. And she was giving him Xanax.
Yeah. So. I mean, he was a freaking teenage monkey. I don't know. Teenage dogs be acting stupid. Teenage humans be acting stupid.
It's so dumb.
He ripped off her freaking hands. The strength to rip off somebody's hands.
And the jaw.
Her eyes ripped her eyes and her nose off of her face. What?
That just, like, pisses me off so bad. Because, like...
Oh, God. That's just...
It just, like, made me so angry because it makes me think of owners that are, like, in denial about their dogs being aggressive. It makes me think of people self-medicating their animals.
Because it happens too often.
Don't self-medicate your animals.
Oh, my God.
God.
Please talk to us so we can get your dog help. I be telling people, I'm like, your dog is not only going to hurt someone else, it's going to hurt itself. I was like, because, baby, I do not play with aggressive dogs. Hell, or aggressive cats, because cats can do freaking damage.
Cats can put you in the hospital from, like, a single bite.
Damage.
Yeah. And also, stop anthropomorphizing animals. They're animals. Stop. They're wild animals. They're not humans. Stop.
Girl. Stop.
Wild animals. So, obviously, I went on Reddit because I'm always on Reddit.
Yeah.
And this is like a real life. Oh, Travis was a real life story, but this is another one.
Oh, gosh. Y'all stop. It's another monkey?
Another. Yeah, but this one is in a zoo.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Control setting.
I know. So this was posted a couple of months ago. And it says, I heard this story not too long ago from a family member. There was a young girl who was new at the zoo. She was working and researching the chimps at the zoo. Due to her being so new, she was placed under the watch of an older man who had worked with the chimps for many years. This man had taught her never to reach too far into the enclosure when placing or retrieving the food bowls. After a while, the older man told the girl that she was experienced enough to carry out the tasks herself. So she walked out of the staff room, which has monitors that show camera footage of the chimp enclosure. She began following with her tasks until it came for her to get the food bowls out of the enclosure. She opened the small sliding door to get the bowl, but the bowl was just so slightly out of reach. As she began to reach for it, the older man grabbed her and pulled her away from the small door and shut it.
He had panic all over his face. She began to ask him why he had pulled her back. He gestured for her to follow him, and he took her to the monitors to show her the camera footage of the enclosure. Then she saw it. The oldest and largest chimp hunched over just to the right of the small door. Just out of sight enough that she couldn't see him through the small door. She realized that the chimp had set a trap. He had watched her carrying out the tasks by herself, and that the older zookeeper was not with her. So the chimp had moved the bowl just out of reach so that she would have to lean much further into the enclosure to retrieve it. The chimp had watched her movements and learned that she wasn't as experienced and maybe easier to prey on. And that is what's so creepy about it.
Oh my
god.
I know! That
is fucking terrifying!
I know! So they think that the chimp was trying to grab her.
This bitch ass monkey!
Terrifying.
Dang, them bitches be plotting.
I know.
That sent freaking chills. She wouldn't have had an arm.
And, yeah, because, like, thinking of the Travis story, like, they can rip your hand off. Ah! That's fucking terrifying.
Yo. He was like, the old man trusts her now.
Yeah. I feel like after that, I would use some sort of, like, those grabby thingies.
Girl, after that, I quit.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, the project's over. The research is done. I got it.
Baby, I don't want to work with no animal that can have the mental capacity to think this through.
Yeah.
That he's plotting and scheming on me. I got to watch my damn back. No thanks. It's too many ops in the work of the world. I'm not going to be watching my back from a fucking monkey. No. That is insane.
Yeah.
That is terrifying. That is so
they're really, terrifying. Really smart.
I don't even like going to see them at the zoo. I don't. I don't even want to see them. I remember we went one time and literally we were in there and, you know, it's the big old glass. Mm-hmm. One of them literally like charged the thing. It was like, ah! And I was like, well, time to go.
Oh my God. He charged up the glass?
Yes.
Just like, yeah. No.
Like,
that's so scary.
What? Yeah. Shout out to that old man for paying attention.
I know.
He was literally waiting on her.
Yes, that's so creepy. He was literally like, he was like, out of sight.
This bitch, she getting ready to leave.
Yes. Yeah.
And for what? For what?
I know.
I can't. That is terrifying. That would haunt me. If that was me, that would haunt me in my sleep.
Yeah, I would.
For.
I would need counseling.
Here until eternity.
I'm telling the chimp trying to kill me.
Because, like, why would he do that to me? Why would he. What did I do to him?
Yeah, it was titled, like, chimps are smart and cunning creatures or something like that.
No, they're sick in the head. And that terrified me. That just. I've seen Planet of the Apes.
I was about to say, can happen, I guess.
I've seen it. I don't care if that was a fake movie. I believe it, and they're probably rising up as we speak.
Based on true facts.
Maybe they ain't got to worry about killing me, because I'm going to kill myself. Baby, if I see on the news that they're rising up, they riding on horses and things. Baby, Destiny Land King will no longer exist. I shall go to glory happily. Thank you.
Oh, did you see? Speaking of, did you see that video of a silverback gorilla almost attacking two sisters?
Yes. I feel like he didn't seem like he really wanted to attack them, because if he really wanted him, he could have had them.
Yeah.
Like he looked like he was more like shocked that they were actually in there. He's like, what are you doing?
Like, I wonder if they just didn't realize that he was still in his enclosure.
Or somebody let him out too early.
Oh.
And they didn't realize the women were still in there. Because, like, he wasn't there. And then, because both of them were in there.
Yeah.
And then he, like, ran out and was like, oh.
Yeah, he was, like, looking around. Oh, my God.
And then,
I want to shit my pants. All of my bowels would have been released.
I was like, I told Dallas, I was like, the amount of shit that would have been dropping behind me as I ran. Just piss and shit. Just
Oh my God.
Girl, when I tell you, I would have turned in my outfit that day. I would have walked out naked. Here, take this shit. I don't want it. I quit. If I ever work at the zoo, do not put me with the monkeys. No.
In Texas, at the Fort Worth Zoo.
Fort Worth.
The gorilla's name is Elmo.
At least he had a nice name. Oh, mm-hmm. The way I would have died. The way I would have died.
Imagine us being Lucy Fever. Destiny!
They were like, Destiny, stop hollering. The poor girl that was over here.
I know. That would have been me.
Because I always have to pee. Piss would have instantly just released. Did you see how he picked up the bucket at the end? He was like, you left this, bitch. Watch it at the end. Oh, the people were like praying for that girl. They were like, Lord, she needed prayer.
Oh my God. They're so big.
I would rather be around a gorilla than a chimp, I think. Oh, that ain't the full video. Let me see if I can find it. When she actually gets away from him. Did you see that part?
No, I just saw her running behind a tree.
Okay. Because she actually, like, gets away. Like, he goes to the side and she actually gets the chance to run into the thing. Where the hell is it?
Yeah, she's hiding behind the tree. Mm-hmm. And he's like, where'd she go?
Baby, don't look for me. Please don't look for me.
Oh my gosh. Oh, she made it.
And then watch him. He picks up her bucket.
Thank you, Lord.
They were praying?
Girl, they were praying.
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute.
You left something.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Lord.
Like...
No.
Like, what's the story? How did this monkey get in this enclosure with y'all? Okay, so he was up. I think they let him out too soon, and they didn't realize that the keepers were still in there. You see, he's still
out of there. He came out of the door. Yeah, and how could that have been prevented?
I wonder, did the zoo say anything about it?
I don't know. There's this video of, it's like a baby beaver.
Went swimming in the pool, but his mother didn't let him swim.
Oh, she got him out.
Yeah. Look, there he is. He's like, here I go. About to get a dip.
Ooh. She said, I think the fuck, no. get your ass at this water. Dang, why he can't swim?
I don't know. She said no.
And she picked him up. He seemed like he was swimming good, though. I mean, she was like, nope, 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 nope. Go back into your enclosure. Dang, he's like, I can't have no fun. Poor thing.
Oh, hey, our sponsor.
I was wondering when he was going to come see me.
Hi, friend. What are you doing? You enjoy butt scratchies?
Yeah. Your tail's gonna be touching your eyelids in a minute.
I know it.
Oh God, he sees my shoes. I got fancy shoes on. He's like, he doesn't set that bus. I'm like, what the hell? Interesting. Would you spend a week in jail to cancel? Do you have student loans? If you don't mind me asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you spend a week in jail to cancel all your student loans?
A week? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I could.
I would be in there just, hey, y'all. What time is the talent show? Yeah, my mama put a couple dollars on my books. Yeah.
Yeah, I would
like to go to the Crockett County Jail, though. I don't want to go anywhere else. I don't want to go to prison.
Yeah.
The jail, put me in there. Put me in there. That's clutch. I wouldn't eat, though. I don't think I could eat. I would just drink water the whole time. I'd have come out skinny.
Yeah, you're like emaciated.
Yeah. Oh, just debt free, though. But I would happily stay in jail for a week.
You're like, you know what? Actually, I think I'm going to stay here.
This is great. Wow. I made some good friends.
Rent free.
Food that's available. I don't know if I'll eat it, but food's available. And my mother would definitely like put money on my books so I could get like snacks. So I would probably live off like noodles for the week or something like that. Noodles and chips.
Have you seen this video? It's like a cat show, and the cat just like, you can tell he's run out of kitty minutes. But they're still evaluating him.
Oh, here.
She tore.
He climbs up a bit.
But my thing is, this woman is supposed to be like a cat expert or something? Or?
I guess. I don't know.
I could tell how that cat was acting just when the cat did this. It looked back at her.
Okay, we're getting...
Where's mom? Where's mom?
Running out of kitty minutes. It's just like that he turned around and slapped her. It's so personal.
Dead in her chin. Dead in her chin. That tickled me.
Look at this video of search and rescue rats.
Search and rescue rats.
In a backpack.
If I saw a rat with a backpack, I may not be as scared. They need to be collecting them damn rats in New York and putting them to work, hell. Shit. Sending them roaming the streets. What is that, sugar water?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, why are they so big?
This is a good idea, though, using them as, like, search and rescue.
Yes, and I want them to gather all the ones in New York, though. Use them.
I don't know. I feel like they would just be a bad crowd. They're, like, over there smoking
cigarettes. Yeah, they wouldn't do no work. But at least they got them. Like, gather them up. What y'all doing? Y'all ain't adding nothing to society. Y'all just out here being a menace. I would love it if they collected them up. Trying to look through my things.
That is all I have. It's on.
Oh my goodness. What else? I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, I was just focused on the chimp story.
That was the insane part. As soon as I finish school, I'm going to bring my own stories to the podcast.
Okay.
I finish in June. Oh. Actually, it might be the beginning of July. I don't know. My last class starts in June.
So I will be done
and I will have my master's in whatever I'm going for. I'll be getting confused. I'll know once they send me my degree. I know for sure. And I will let you people know.
Yeah, that's going to be here so soon.
I'm ready.
It goes by fast.
I'm ready to be done.
Yeah. At least for me, my spring semester, my last year of med school was so quick. It was whenever COVID happened.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, I was away. I was in Georgia. And then they sent everybody an email. They were like, everybody needs to go home now. And we were like, ah. And, like, not even to Ohio. Like, straight home to, like, home. Yeah. So everybody had to fly back to their homes.
I bet that was scary.
It was, because I was in the airplane like this.
I believe it.
Like with my N95.
I think me and Dallas travel later on that year.
Yeah, once like it was less strict.
Yeah.
See, and the clinic that I was working at for this time, like, wouldn't let anybody travel.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I missed Christmas and I missed all the holidays that year, too. Yeah.
I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
There's a clinic here in Murfreesboro that still does, like, COVID stuff. They just let the people, like, the owners still can't come in the building. I was like, those were the days. Yeah. They literally circle the building and they pull up to the, whenever they get to the front door is when their pet gets seen. The tech comes out, gets their pet, goes in. Do what they need to do, bring the dog back out, take payment, drive off.
So like a drive-thru?
Yeah, literally bring your dog, whoever makes it to the front door next, grab the dog, get checked in, do your thing, drive off. I was like, I miss it.
Yeah.
I hated going outside.
Yeah.
That was the worst because all the elements, I hated that. But
yeah,
I didn't miss like not fooling with y'all. Y'all accepted a lot more when y'all were sitting in your cars.
Did I tell you that I had to work during the wildfire?
Yes, I think so.
It was terrible. It's that same clinic that wouldn't let you go home, but you had to go in and work during a wildfire.
They're like, that's fine.
Yeah, we were outside, like, trying to search for the owners. The sky was red. There was
that
like,
would terrify
smoke
me.
Everywhere. Yeah. And they were like, don't be out there for more than 10 minutes because it can damage your lungs.
Bitch, why are we here?
Yeah. We're like, what?
Do we? Is there filters? Like, what are we doing?
We had our N95 masks and stuff, but I remember coming home, taking off my mask, and it was just black. Like, the inside was just, like, nasty. Wildfire smoke.
Insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, fuck that place.
Sounds like it, because they had you fucked up for a long time, girl.
But anyways, have you guys ever had to work during a natural disaster?
Oh my god.
I think I remember everybody, we had to print out rabies certificates for everybody because we were like, just in case they need to go to like a shelter or those places where you can bring your pet with you for like natural disasters or things. Yeah, it was wild. I had like my emergency backpack ready.
COVID was just a weird time.
It was so weird.
That was a weird. I remember the state, the clinic I was working at the time, the state had literally sent a message like, you, because like we're in a small town.
Yeah.
They were like, stop letting people in your clinic. Because like, we were still like basically operating as normal. Like, we all had on masks and stuff, but we were still like, small. Them people didn't believe COVID was real. They was, them folks was taking ivermectin and shit, thinking that was going to cure COVID. Anyway, so
you know what pisses me off is that like, at that time, we were considered essential workers.
Yes, we were. Yeah. That's what I said. I said, baby, I didn't stop working. I didn't miss a single day of work.
But then for other things, we're not considered essential workers.
And we didn't get none of the accolades.
And I'm like, okay, so just when it's convenient, right?
We didn't literally, like, I understand, like, the nurses and stuff we're dealing with, and the doctors, like, human, having to deal with actual COVID patients and stuff, but, like, we didn't shut down.
We kept going.
We were working.
Yeah, we were working. But then it like pisses me off that for certain things, like whenever I'm trying to buy a mattress or whatever, it's like essential worker discount code. But veterinarians are never on there. Ever.
And it doesn't make sense.
Do better.
Because we're essential.
Yeah.
The way y'all act when we're not open.
Right. Oh, you know, something else that happened to me. I wrote a prescription for prednisolone because we didn't have it in the clinic, and the pharmacy called me wanting my DEA number. I was like, for a steroid? You don't need my DEA number. Where are they going to get it through their heads? He did not need my DEA number for non-controlled substances.
Oh, my Lord. We wrote a script for, what was it? I was in Virginia. There was one, it was like something that's heavily controlled in Tennessee.
Oh.
And it wasn't controlled at all in Virginia. I was like,
gabapentin. Because it isn't controlled in Oregon either. One time I saw Tramadol over the counter in Mexico.
Huh.
I was like,
you can get a lot. When I was in like those cruise groups, they were like, all the antibiotics and steroids and things that you can get at the pharmacies in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you can just go up there and get it.
Just go pick them up. Yeah. They just hand them out like party favors.
Yeah. That's whenever I saw, I was like, is that Tramadol? Whoa.
Can I get a few of those? Thank you. And then like literally the pharmacy was like, yeah, we don't need the DEA for this because it's not controlled. I was like,
well, at least they understood.
Right. But they be asking for that randomly.
So like, you don't need it. You don't need my DEA. Like,
not for freaking steroids.
One time, I like called a Walgreens in California, and over there, they're able to look up your veterinary license number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, everybody should be like that.
Yes.
What the heck?
We're about to shoot.
Do better.
Stop being freaking lazy, because that's what it is.
Yeah. That's that day I just didn't want to argue. It was such a bad day. I was like, here you go.
Laziness.
Yeah.
Well, you guys.
Anyways, let us know what stories you want to hear next.
Yes. Send us all the wild shit you see.
Yes. Crazy zoo stories.
Literally anything you want our ridiculous opinions on.
Yeah.
You know I don't mind talking shit. So, like, Brenda, Destiny, what do y'all think about this? I tell you, I could go on a rant about a lot of things. So, let us know if you want us to cover something on the podcast. And we shall do that.
We'll do it.
Within reason.
Thank you guys for listening.
We appreciate you guys.
This is another episode of We Shits You Not.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.